I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tomorrow is Christmas Day, and while believers celebrate, it's also the perfect time to target Christians. Floyd Brobel with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says persecutors normally get noisy during Easter and Christmas holidays, but this year it's been surprisingly quiet. Even if they're hidden from the headlines, though, persecuted Christians pay a high price for following Jesus. And the Advent season is both a blessing and a curse.
During Christmas time comes, of course, celebration. But with that comes also this ominous threat of possible attack, violence against families who are Christian within their communities.
Ask God to change the hearts of those who don't yet know him.
Christmas is a great time to remember that, hey, there are those that walk in darkness.
And while Christmas is a great time of celebration, for some people this time of year presents challenges, particularly during a pandemic. This is especially true for those in the deaf community. Rob Myers of Door International explains that most parents and families never learn to sign with their deaf children. Crowded family dinners and video calls can then make it very difficult for deaf people to follow and participate in conversations. Another challenge is the lack of availability of scripture in sign language.
What many people may not realize is out of the over 350 sign languages around the world, only about 10% of them have the Christmas story translated in their own language.
Door will have a video of the Christmas story in sign language and several basic signs related to Christmas on their website and Facebook page. To get the details, go to missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women, for women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.